The future may not be clear, but our commitment is. So when you sit with an advisor at Merrill Lynch, we'll put your interests first. Visit ml.com and learn more about Merrill Lynch, an affiliate of Bank of America. Merrill Lynch makes available products and services offered by Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner & Smith Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member, SIPC.
What's better than a free ride? Google's Waymo is hoping a free autonomous ride, the latest on its new effort to open up self-driving car tests to the general public.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Waymo, the self-driving car unit of Google parent Alphabet, is majorly ramping up its testing efforts. It will make hundreds of self-driving vehicles available to everyday families and everyday urban commuters in the Phoenix area. This is a test that will mark the very first public trial for the company after logging in more than 2.5 million miles on city roads. Waymo said Tuesday that it will begin accepting applications through its website from people who want to be part of the early rider program. Let's get the very latest from the Wall Street Journal's Tim Higgins, patching in from our San Francisco studio. Welcome back, Tim.
Hi.
Off the bat, I just want to square away what Waymo's early rider program will consist of. Currently, the testing has been done with employees. What are the first steps for these riders who want to partake, and how will this whole process conceivably go?
Yeah, well, for years, Waymo had conducted millions of miles of tests, more than 2.5 million miles on public roads, and this was done largely with their own employees. In fact, they conducted 10,000 trips with their employees, shuttling them around to try to see how people might use this technology. And what they want to do now is open it up to essentially the general public. It'll be a select group of the general public who have to go through an application, but they want to get people outside of the Google cohort, people who don't live in Mountain View and live and breathe Google every day. And so what they've done is they've picked the Phoenix metro area, an area that will be twice the size of San Francisco to use these vehicles. And the families and the couples and the individuals who are selected to be part of it, essentially what Waymo wants them to do is to treat this as their day-to-day transportation. So they'll have an app where they can summon the vehicle to wherever they are at supposedly any time of the day, and they would use it just like they might use a car that they would own.
It's sort of a new chapter in testing that focuses on how people communicate with the vehicle, because as advanced as the tech is going to be, passengers need to be on board for this to work. So it seems like a really big attempt to gauge an important aspect of this whole thing.
Yeah, this would be a dramatic escalation of the self-driving car experiment here in the U.S. and in the world. Google/Waymo has really been on the forefront and pushing this technology over the last few years, advocating for it, trying to take leadership positions in government discussions and in engineering circles. And here they are wanting to take the next step of putting real people in real cars and seeing what they like about it, what they don't like about it, how they would use it, what they would do with their time while in the vehicle. Real life questions. Now they're going to see it in real life.
Not to mention the big question for the self-driving car industry: are consumers open to an alternative to car ownership? Waymo said the goal is to see how far people will go to replace their own personal transportation. How key is that?
Yeah, there is a kind of a developing theory in this space that early on, perhaps families would still keep one of their cars or maybe two of their cars, but be able to rely on this kind of technology for that supplemental vehicle. So perhaps they would have their day-to-day vehicle that they would drive themselves and then rely upon a service that could come to their home and take them to work or run to do errands or these sorts of things, essentially be that second car. And so this test might help in that. And also Waymo executives talk about how they hope to learn things here that could be applicable to other applications of this technology. Waymo isn't just looking at the robot taxi space. They are looking at possibilities for logistics and transportation of goods, personal car ownership, licensing, this technology to automakers to put it into cars that you or I may one day own. They see a lot of ways that this technology could be rolled out, and so this is the early steps, and they're hoping to see kind of how people use it and the touch and feel and do the day-to-day sort of thing with it.
We're speaking to the Wall Street Journal's Tim Higgins about Waymo's new public testing initiative for its self-driving cars. You're listening to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
Looking for an easy way to advance your career or improve your business? Download an audiobook. At Penguin Random House Audio, we publish best-selling business books, often read by the author. Receive expert advice as you go about your daily routine. Listen to an audiobook as you commute, travel for business, or work out. Visit tryaudiobooks.com/WSJ for a free full download and listening suggestions.
Thanks for joining us. It seems like every day one of the big tech companies in this field is stepping up the game. What do you think a move like this from Waymo is doing to ignite an already fierce head-to-head fight to make that progress?
Yeah, everyone seems to be racing to do this sort of thing. We expect that General Motors is getting very close to putting a larger fleet of its self-driving vehicles on the road to test. We've been told maybe 300 Chevrolet Bolts are in the works to augment a fleet of already 50. When that that word kind of broke, that was seen as being a large fleet, and now Waymo is adding to its fleet 500 minivans. They already have 100 minivans that have been outfitted with cameras and hardware to make in LiDAR and software to make them self-driving, and now they're going to add another 500. I mean, this is the largest known fleet of this sort of thing in the world, and it's just, you know, as you say, almost every day there seems to be another company getting involved with this. We reported earlier this week that Amazon is exploring this kind of technology. I just got a message from the city of Boston, which is expanding the ability for a startup called Newtonomy to test its self-driving vehicles in that city. They had begun with a small area of the metro area and now have expanded it out dramatically. As that company tests what it thinks will be self-driving taxis as well. Mm-hmm. We've seen tests underway right now in Singapore, one of the leading communities in this sort of development, and we've seen a number of companies in California apply for permits so they could test self-driving vehicles,
right,
including most recently Apple.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot going on, so I have a feeling we'll be speaking again soon. Tim, thanks for the latest.
Thank you.
For more on Tim Higgins' coverage of the auto industry and all things self-driving cars, you can check out WSJ.com. Wrapping up this tech news briefing for now, I'm Tanya Bustos from the newsroom at The Wall Street Journal in New York. Thanks for listening.